In the Wild details amazing stories of survival. In our episode Cougar Attack, we told the unbelievable true story of Marine Corps veteran Anyella living to tell about being pummeled by a vicious predator. Our Mama Grizzly vs. Father and Daughter episode detailed father and daughter Johan and Jenna Otter surviving a grizzly attack. But not all stories on In the Wild are about escaping horrifying encounters with animals. Many people come prepared for a hike lasting a couple of hours in a hot or cold climate, but don't expect to be out there for days or weeks on end facing that reality. Even worse, sometimes the protagonists of our stories don't come prepared at all, and the harsh truth of extreme climate comes unexpectedly. Like on our episode Stranded and Freezing, where Jim Stolpa and his wife at the time, Jennifer, got stuck in an avalanche for 9 days on the way to Jim's grandmother's wake. To give you an idea of just how extreme this avalanche occurring on the last day of 1992 was, it completely buried people at Sierra Ski Resort, even killing one of them. So being prepared for extreme climates is a must. Let's dig into that subject. In extreme heat, the number one rule is staying hydrated. Make sure that throughout the day you're drinking plenty of water. After waking up, in between meals, before and during physical activity, keep drinking large amounts. The symptoms of dehydration are dizziness, headache, tiredness, dry mouth, lips, and eyes, along with passing small amounts of urine. Don't ignore these symptoms. Dehydration can lead to seizures, brain swelling, kidney failure, coma, and in most extreme cases, death. You should also know, of course, about protecting your skin with sunscreen. It only takes as little as 15 minutes for one's skin to become damaged from UV radiation. We know the risks of skin cancer in the long term, but in the short term, extreme sun exposure can lead to not only sunburn, but sun poisoning, heat rash, and heat exhaustion. Sunburn can be treated with aloe vera and ibuprofen. More severe sun poisoning may sometimes need to be treated with oral steroids and topical antibiotics. During heat exhaustion, the body can no longer regulate temperature. Symptoms include lightheadedness, thirst, increased heart rate, weakness, shallow breathing, and the reddening of one's face. It is recommended in these cases to find a cool, shaded area, rehydrate, and to cover your face with a wet cloth, or to take a cool shower when possible. As you already know, though, those aren't normally available options in the cases our show deals with. That's why if you're preparing for a hot climate, plenty of sunscreen with a broad spectrum SPF of 15 or greater and water are a must for your backpack. Cloths to wet your face, aloe vera, and ibuprofen would also be smart to have on hand. Bird dogs make you look good. Bird dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird dog shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but fit way better. They've invented cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki, but stretches, so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink sweat-wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. That's pretty much everything you need in a short, right? These are some quality shorts. You're going to love them, and it's all you're going to want to wear. Go to birddogs.com/inthewild or enter promo code INTHEWILD, one word, for a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. How cool is that? That's birddogs.com/inthewild. Or promo code INTHEWILD, no spaces, for a free Yeti-style tumbler. You won't want to take your bird dogs off. We promise you. Birddogs.com/inthewild. And now back to In the Wild. Now as for extreme cold, these issues arise during temperatures of 50 degrees or lower. especially when the weather includes wet and windy conditions. What are the worst problems of the extreme cold? Frostbite, hypothermia, and increased risk of heart attack. In the absolute worst of scenarios, frostbite can even lead to amputation. The symptoms of frostbite are skin that is paler or harder than usual. Also, pain, tingling, numbness, or aching are symptoms. Additionally, swelling and blisters in the first 24 hours. If untreated, this skin will become purple or black, and these body parts will have no feeling whatsoever. It is advised to rewarm the skin immediately in these scenarios, but you may not know that this process should be done slowly. It is recommended not to use heat lamps, heating pads, or electric heaters. It is even advised not to rub or massage the area and not to break any blisters. Hypothermia is extremely serious and is the cause of death in many unfortunate stories. Hypothermia symptoms include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, fumbling hands, memory loss, slurred speech, and drowsiness. There are 5 stages of hypothermia, and they are as follows. HT1, mild hypothermia, 35 to 32 degrees, normal or near normal consciousness, shivering. HT2, moderate hypothermia, 32 to 28 degrees, shivering stops and consciousness becomes impaired. HT3, severe hypothermia, 24 to 28 degrees, unconscious, it may be difficult to detect vital signs. HT4, apparent death, 15 to 24 degrees, resuscitation may be possible. HT5, death from irreversible hypothermia. Treatment of HT1 is simply swapping any wet clothing for dry clothing, properly insulating, and consuming hot, sweet, and calorically dense drinks. HT2 treatment includes adding external heat sources to the armpits and groin region. Those suffering from HT2 should be taken to a hospital right away. During the stages of HT3, those suffering will become unresponsive to stimuli. Their heart rate severely slows down. Cardiac monitoring is crucial at this point. Past this point is when the possibility of fatality becomes quite likely. As for heart problems, the body needs to pump blood faster to keep you warm in the cold. This situation will lead to increased heart rate and blood pressure. Due to this, those with existing heart conditions are at even greater risk during the extreme cold. So, how do you come prepared for the extreme cold? Wearing loose-fitting clothing with layers on to protect is a smart thing to do. If you begin to sweat, start to take off those layers as moisture seeps into the clothing, chilling you rather than keeping you warm. This applies to wearing multiple layers of socks as well. One interesting tip is opting for mittens over gloves, as mittens are more inclined to keep you warm since your fingers are in contact with each other. Wearing a jacket or parka is, of course, of the utmost importance, and it is recommended to be large and goose down or made of similar material. Dehydration is a risk in extremely cold temperatures, just like extreme heat, so once again, drink plenty of fluids. When we say fluids, however, that doesn't mean alcohol or coffee. Alcohol and coffee can contribute to dehydration. It is also advised not to eat snow. Snow may contain chemicals like rock salts, which can damage internal organs. Starting a fire is also important when possible, so bring the materials necessary to do so if that's your plan. So, now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. We recommend them. We know many of our listeners have busy schedules but want to keep healthy. Too busy running around during the day to think about lunch? Keep your energy up with Lunch to Go, effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go, No microwave required. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in their meals. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. So head to factormeals.com/inthewild50 and use code INTHEWILD50 to get 50% off. That's code INTHEWILD50, no spaces, just in the wild with the number 50 at factormeals.com/inthewild50 to get 50% off. Now back to In the Wild. In the Wild has spotlighted stories happening while hiking or on all sorts of outdoor adventures. But we've also told stories that have happened to unsuspecting victims of climate in the safety of their car or home. Staying prepared is a must. That can mean a backpack with the right materials on your excursion, keeping your glove compartment stocked with more than just gloves, or having your cupboards fully stocked with all the right materials to survive an otherwise unlivable climate. Emergencies happen, and you may find yourself stranded, much like the dozens of people whose real-life stories we've spotlighted here on In the Wild. The information in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute providing medical advice. Anyone who participates in outdoor recreation is advised to seek proper training, like the Red Cross Wilderness First Aid training courses. You will learn to treat wounds with direct pressure, spot dehydration early, burn treatment, cope with strains and sprains, and the importance of carrying a first aid kit.
Thank you for tuning in to another exciting installment of In the Wild. To hear more captivating stories of real-life survival, hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Stay prepared, because you never know when you may find yourself in the wild.